Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Holly with Military Home Base, and today I am with my beautiful boss, Iris Green, the CEO of Military Home Base, and we are basically going to talk about it's our birthday and it's our anniversary. We talked about this at the beginning of the month. So now we're coming near the end of the month, and we're going to be doing some special stuff, but we also want to kind of talk about what we're going to be doing the next few months and moving into the new year, celebrate. But first of all, we have to say happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
Sally. We love you. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. You're a friend.
Yes.
And we're ready to party with you.
Yeah. I wish we could see you today. I met her yesterday at the grocery store.
I'm sure her honey bears is going. Yeah, her honey bear is going to be taken around. But that's okay. We're going to be partying tonight, Taco Tuesday, with some girlfriends.
Yep.
And, and we'll eat your cupcake for you, and then give you one later. So thank you. Yes.
You're welcome, Sally. I'll save you a tequila cupcake. Okay.
We'll bring it to you on Wednesday. That's what we will do. Okay, so with it being our anniversary and birthday month,
yes.
What are some things that you've decided that we're going to do?
So in the next couple weeks, you guys are going to see some highlights of things that we've accomplished in our first year, which I have to say is pretty amazing. I just pulled the numbers for this quarter. Even though our quarter's not over yet, we've reached almost 2.3 million new viewers, which is freaking amazing. Who knew we would have that kind of reach? And it's not just this show. It's the program in its entirety. So we are growing nicely.
And say thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
for
thank you to everybody.
Coming to our page and liking things.
And sharing. Mm-hmm. Sharing has been a huge, huge factor for us in our growth. So we're looking
because
forward.
As we grow,
we're able
to pull money because we do have our philanthropic side. And
we
we're able to be able to give money back to different charities and
groups
and different things like that. So as we grow, we're able to help more people.
And we'll be able to hire more military spouses. So that's the goal this year, is to hire some more spouses.
Yeah.
So stay tuned on that. And stay tuned over the next couple of weeks. So as far as on a personal side,
right.
I am working with Trish Lido. For those of you who don't know her, she is a social media and marketing phenom in the Tampa Bay area. And she and I are, she's also a Navy veteran. And that's important because together, we are putting on the Military Women's Conference.
Military Women's Conference happening here in Tampa in
early spring. I think it's going to be February. We're hammering down the details. We'll have those today. So if you're interested in being involved, please drop your email below in the comments or private message us, and I will make sure that you are kept up to date on everything that we have going on. But we have some really great speakers, and the whole purpose in doing the Military Women's Conference is women affiliated with the military community, whether active duty, veteran, retiree, or spouse, we are more than a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're more than a plus one, and I think we deserve our own space. And I also think, and I and Trish both think, that female veterans tend to get overlooked, and that's not cool. They're not an add-on to our military. They are a significant part of our military.
Yeah, our history.
Our history, everything. I mean, going back, women had to hide that they served. And now they can serve openly, which is fantastic. But
and they're becoming great leaders.
They are.
Big, big leaders.
They are. We're hoping to get some really good speakers. We do have some on deck already. So if you're interested in getting involved in, or you know a speaker you would like to hear from, if you know a powerful woman who is a veteran, active duty, or a military spouse that you would like to see speak and hear her story and find out how she got to where she is, we'd love to hear from you on that. And Maxine, I know you're watching. We'll be in touch
Maxine.
With you next week.
Yeah, Maxine. Some great things coming up too, but those are her things to talk about. I need to get her on here so that we can talk to her about all of the things. She's a great singer. She's got a beautiful voice like an angel. So
she's a veteran.
And so what are some of the actual tracks? Can we talk about that?
Yes. So we have three tracks that we're doing. We're only doing three. We're going to cap this at 200. Mm-hmm. The idea is to build relationships and a level of intimacy. We're not going for high numbers here. We're going for content rather than quantity. So
that means,
mm-hmm.
stop you there.
Yeah.
We only have 200 people. So when those tickets go out,
that's it.
That's it.
That's it. We're not going to try to grow beyond 200 at this point, because I think it's important that we get the content and the quality of instruction and the quality of conversation that is going to best benefit everybody.
And in small circles, sometimes especially, is better because we're able to get to know each other on a more deeper level. And that's, you want that in these kind of conferences. You want the connection and you want the networking, but you also want to learn.
Yes.
And then, you know, for me with Trish Lito, you would not be having this conference
if
it was not for last year when the Military Influence Conference was here in Orlando.
Yes.
We always split, divide, and conquer.
Yes.
And my class was, I wanted to take Trish's class. Iris had something else. And
that was
Leslie,
all
our other, she, and coming out of there, I was like to Leslie, we're going to do a live.
You
and
did.
Iris was like, no.
You and Leslie definitely.
And Leslie told
that.
Me, and I said, oh, Leslie, I'm a little introvert friend. I've known you forever. You are doing this live, and we're going live next week. And that's how she created Mimosas in the Morning.
Yeah.
And that's how this all became, you know, about being that live. But that's what you want. You want to go to a conference. And you want to sometimes go in there expecting one thing, and you come back doing something totally that you would never think that you were going to do. And it actually ends up being a fabulous thing.
Yeah, yeah. So the three tracks we're going to do, we're going to do Tech Talk, which is all things technology, LinkedIn, Instagram, search engine optimization, website, all of that.
It's so many out there. So technically not challenged.
The benefits of branding, the importance of branding. And then we're going to have a track called Career in Transition. And that's going to be for service members transitioning out, whether retirement or just leaving the service, finishing your commitment. Military spouses whose spouses are leaving, so you're going to be leaving the military community, or at least on the surface. And then also for military spouses who are looking to carve their own space in the remote workforce.
So any of those sound like something that you like to hear?
Oh, wait, and there's one more. Nonprofits and advocacy.
So it's going to be.
There's three.
Three.
Nonprofits and advocacy, career and transition, and tech talk. Just
That's
three.
Right.
We're going to keep it
simple.
So
if you know of anybody who you would like to hear, pass that information on.
Definitely.
Or if you are someone watching and you're like, you know what, I got that one in the bag. I really want people to hear me. Come to us because we want to know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I should say more. It's Irish and Trish.
She hears everything.
But if you're Irish and Trish. And let us know because, you know, we won't. This
well, I think
to be very well. And
we do.
Enjoy. And we want to educate you. That's the whole big thing.
I think hearing from more women who are doing it than we've heard from so far is going to be very powerful because there's so many military spouses and veterans who are achieving their dreams and they're doing everything they set out to do and they're seeing a high level of success and we haven't heard from them yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to hear from them at this conference and have them involved and, you know, if it goes well, it'll be an annual event. That's
here in Tampa.
Here in Tampa.
Even because there's not many
in the early
military
spring, so the weather will be
conference is here in Tampa.
Yeah.
So keeping in Tampa because of that, if you do it in spring, it might be snowing where you're at, but you might want to come here and, you know, enjoy this conference and go
to the restaurants.
Head
to
the restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Sunshine State.
Absolutely.
Tampa. Okay, so also we want to talk about, let's go back to this, that Iris has launched a live and it comes on Thursday.
Yes.
So you have not mentioned that. So let's
haven't. So it's called My PCS Story.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is so many of us have been through PCSs and every PCS is different, but there is usually similar threads that you can find between your story and someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe someone else can learn from what you had happen or the successes you had or the challenges you had. So we are looking to fill our calendar. We are filled for the next couple weeks. So Trish Hirschfeld and I are kind of tag teaming that to host this. So if you have a story you'd like to share that you think might be helpful to somebody else, we would love to hear it, particularly if you're looking to do your final PCS as you or your spouse exits the military.
Yeah. And that is on Thursday.
Thursday.
With Trish and Iris.
12:30. Depends on what technology says that day.
Or what meetings you have.
Or what meetings I have.
Yeah,
what
meetings she has. Thank you for straight. So, again, conference is happening in springtime. We're looking for February.
Yeah, it's probably going to be
so
towards
wear some
November.
Red.
Yes.
And bring out all this women and fun and love.
If
and
it's
laughter.
February, we'll have a red day, I think.
And so, yeah, because they love Holly. So
heart health. Yeah. Heart health and Holly's Military Matters program is in. We want to make sure we're supporting you.
February. And yeah. And if you want to speak or you know a speaker or you know people that want to attend.
Or somebody you'd like to hear from that you haven't heard from before. Yeah. We would love to find out who you guys want to see.
Yeah. And bring that to our attention. Come on Thursday again and see Iris and Trish, or both of them together interviewing our military community about their PCS, which is always some great stories there.
Yes.
And again, Sally, I hope you have a beautiful day. And thank you for joining us. Remember that Military Home Base brings you home
one base at a time.
Thanks.
Have a great Tuesday, guys.